My soul delighteth in the things of the Lord, and pondereth continually upon his word, upon the things which I have seen and heard. And when the Lord commands me, I obey, for I trust thee. I will trust in thee, O Lord, I love thee. O, how I love thee, Lord, thou art my God, and shalt deliver me. My voice shall forever ascend unto thee. But my heart exclaimeth, O wretched man that I am, my soul grieveth because of mine iniquities. And when I desire to rejoice, my heart groaneth. Nevertheless, I know in whom I have trusted. He's led me, my God hath been my support, preserved me upon the waters of the deep. He's filled me up with his consuming love, and upon the wings of his spirit hath my body been carried away, and mine eyes have beheld great things, yea, even too great for man. Oh, then, if I have seen such marvelous things, if the Lord in his condescension hath mercifully come to man, why should my heart weep and my flesh waste away and my strength slacken because of mine afflictions? And why should I yield to sin because of my flesh? Why should I give way to temptation that the evil one hath placed? And why am I always angry because of mine enemy? Awake and give place no more for the enemy of my soul. My soul, no longer droop in sin. Rejoice, my heart, and cry unto the Lord, and say, O Lord, I will praise thee in thee, and I will trust in thee forever. I know God will give liberally to him that asketh. My God will give if I ask not amiss. My voice shall forever and ever and ever and ever and ever ascend unto thee, my rock and mine everlasting God.